Live Updates: Trump Holds North Carolina Rally. By Tony Lee on October 21, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Wednesday evening rally in Gastonia, North Carolina. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 8:32 p.m., rally concludes. Trump heads to Nashville for tomorrow's debate and will be in Florida on Friday for a pair of rallies. 8:25 p.m., Trump says Republicans are all about the American dream. He promises to make America the manufacturing superpower of the world and end the country's reliance on China. Trump talks about hiring more police, banning deadly sanctuary cities, and upholding religious liberty, free speech, and the right to bear arms. He warns Biden will take away your Second Amendment. Trump promises to keep America out of these ridiculous, absolutely crazy foreign wars while maintaining peace through strength. 8:18 p.m., Trump says Biden has always betrayed the American worker and accuses him of copying him when he said we have to hire American. Trump also rips Biden's terrible decision to vote for the Iraq War. Trump says he's also taking care of North Carolina tobacco growers and says Biden's immigration plan will be a nightmare for North Carolina families because he wants to make every community into a sanctuary city for violent criminals. No thank you, with nationwide catch-and-release policies. Trump says the swamp doesn't want Trump to win because he is fighting for his voters. 8:11 p.m., after introducing various North Carolina officials, Trump says the press is getting concerned about what's happening on the ground and will eventually have to report on it when they win. He says there is more support and enthusiasm now than 4 years ago. 8:06 p.m., Trump rips Democrats for not opening North Carolina, Michigan, California, New York. 8:01 p.m., Trump says he can't stay in the basement in a year and just stay inside like Biden. He says he didn't feel good while recovering from coronavirus but had 12 world-class doctors grabbing different parts of his body. He says he felt like Superman after antibody treatment. 7:56 p.m., Trump says Biden and Harris's anti-police rhetoric is inciting riots and putting officers in danger. He says Biden will obliterate Medicare with mass amnesty and free health care and free education for illegal immigrants. He says tens of millions of more people will come for the free health care and education. 7:55 p.m., Trump now talking about how Rush Limbaugh is a fighter. He says Rush is having a hard time and he is something special. He marvels that Rush got the biggest audience ever just talking for 3 hours, which Trump says is a lot more difficult than doing phone interviews. 7:52 p.m., Trump mocks Obama for campaigning for Biden after refusing to back him in the primaries. Trump says it's good news for him because there was nobody who campaigned harder for crooked Hillary than Obama. 7:46 p.m., Trump says the Biden Center has received millions from China and explosive emails show Hunter was negotiating with a Chinese firm tied to the Chinese Communist Party to receive $10 million a year for introductions. He says the media and big tech are trying to cover up this massive scandal. Trump says he is running against the corrupt media, big tech giants, and the Washington swamp. He asks voters to deliver Biden a thundering defeat on November 3. 7:45 p.m., Trump says big tech takes people out when they share bad stories about Hunter Biden's laptop. 7:43 p.m., Trump reminds voters that Biden has spent 47 years outsourcing jobs, opening borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure in endless foreign wars. He rips the military-industrial complex and the troops who are acting like a police force overseas are all coming home. 7:40 p.m., Trump warns Biden is going to raise your taxes by $4 trillion, which Trump says will trigger a mass exodus of jobs. He says Biden's tax hikes will wipe out 25% of all U.S. investments and 401ks and pensions will be demolished. Trump says the country will go into a depression the likes of which you haven't seen since 1929. He says Biden will put all the regulations back on and rejoin the Paris Accord. Trump says when he got out, the people understood immediately that the deal was taking their wealth away. Trump says he thought the deal was a tough one to get out of and says he closed his eyes and signed the paperwork to get out of it. 7:35 p.m., Trump ripping watermelon head and dummy Adam Schiff for diminishing Hunter Biden's laptop from hell and saying Russia caused this. He says Schiff should be locked up. 7:32 p.m., nearly 4 years later, Trump still insists he had a bigger inauguration crowd than Barack Obama. He's now criticizing the Washington Post's Dave Eagle for putting a fake news photo of his crowd size hours before his event took place. 7:30 p.m., Trump says he had to beat big tech, the Renos, the pundits and consultants, the deep staters and the swamp. Trump says the sick and sad pundits and consultants he defeated in 2016 have never gotten over it. 7:27 p.m., Trump says you must defeat sleepy Joe Biden and the radical left if you want children to grow up in a free nation where they can speak their minds and practice their religion and live by their values. He says you must reject left-wing radicalism. 7:26 p.m., Trump says kids have stronger immune system and are very powerful when talking about opening up schools. He says he never realized how strong kids were until his son Barron recovered from the coronavirus. Trump says Democrats will censor, punish and persecute for violating their speech codes. 7:23 p.m., Trump says the media only asked Biden about his favorite ice cream flavors. He didn't give an answer after Fox News asked him about his favorite milkshake flavor though. 7:20 p.m., Trump talking about stopping projects, low-income housing, and crime from going into the suburbs. Trump claims he was never begging for women to love him and says he has a surprise for 60 Minutes. He says he was being sarcastic. 7:18 p.m., Trump says the election is a choice between a Trump boom and a Biden lockdown. He wants North Carolina to open. 7:17 p.m., Trump says all the news outlets talk about is COVID, 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 because they want to scare people. 7:15 p.m., Trump says the deep state, the Democrats, and all of the people he's been dealing with are getting a little bit nervous because he's going to win North Carolina in 13 days and 4 more years in the White House. 7:10 p.m., Trump takes the stage to get the rally started. This is one hell of a big crowd, Trump says. 6:50 p.m., last rally before tomorrow's debate with former Vice President Joe Biden. North Carolina must win state for Trump.